Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
Everybody's talking about tracking their expenses. Banks advertise how detailed their statements are, both online and off. Ads for Mint.com are on the TV, the radio, the internet, and of course, we talk about it all the time.
Do people actually use those services for their intended purpose of figuring out where their money goes?
It seems that about half of Americans do, considering that's how many report using a budget.
Do people understand what it means to track expenses and why it's important?
Products like Mint.com do take some time to set up, but once they're set up, they do a lot of the work for you, if you take a little time to think about how to make it work right. And it's free.
And your banks, both the ones that you deposit money into and the ones with whom you hold credit cards, track your spending when you use their cards. I have an idea. How about we act out a day in the life of someone tracking their expenses just to show what needs to happen in order to do it effectively?
I'll play the person tracking her expenses. You can call me Trackly.
I'll be MC, Money Consciousness. I say we open the scene in your kitchen in the morning before you head to work. Go.
Just getting my wallet, putting it in my bag for the day. Oh, why is there a floating dollar bill over the sink?
Hi, Trackly. I'm MC, your guide to tracking your expenses today.
What are you doing in my kitchen?
The morning is a great time to decide to begin some serious tracking of your finances in order to make your budget as tight as possible. And people often do their best waking up in the kitchen. So how do you plan to spend your money today?
I don't know. I have some cash in my wallet. I have my cards.
Pick one and stick with it. What kind of electronic tracking do you use?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you look at your online bank or credit card statements? Do you have a Mint.com account?
I have glanced at my statements, and I have set up a Mint.com account to help group my spending, too.
Let's use your debit card today and for the rest of the week exclusively, unless you spend your money at a place where they only take cash. Carry this pocket-sized notebook with you and get a receipt for everything. After you complete a transaction with your debit card, write down the date, time, and both what you bought and how much it cost in this little notebook.
What if I'm in a hurry?
Your debit card will catch it for you. Sometimes descriptions on statements aren't enough, so writing down the details helps. But if you forget one or two, chances are remembering all of the other transactions will jog your memory. Let's go.
Okay, here we are at the coffee shop drive-thru. I just paid $2.73 for a medium Americano. I used my debit card and I wrote it down in the notebook.
Let's fast forward to lunch.
I just paid $8.57 for lunch and left a $2 tip with cash. I wrote down both items in my notebook.
Fast forward to after work.
I stopped at the grocery store and spent $29, which I wrote down in my notebook too. Then I stopped at the gas station and put $20 in my car. Then I bought my daily going home from work day old donut for 50 cents. Oh, I didn't write that down though, because it's only 50 cents.
No, if it's a 50 cents daily, then that means $2.50 a week, which means $10 a month, which means $120 a year. Write it all down, Trackly. Even if it seems like a drop in the bucket.
Can we fast forward to the end of the week?
It's Saturday at 2 p.m. You have your laptop open to your account on your bank's homepage, and you're looking at your week of transactions. You have your notebook open. Make sure all is accounted for. Now, put things into categories. This week, you spent money on food, both at home and at restaurants, gas, and one night you went out for drinks. Tally up the money in each of the categories and see what you have.
I spent $13.65 on coffee, $54 on lunch out, and $117 on groceries for 4 days, and $110 on dinner out. I spent $30 on gas and $30 on drinks.
So you spent a total of $295 on food this week, about $180 of which was on going out for food. That doesn't count the drinks you bought. You need to budget $1,200 for food per month. Does that seem reasonable?
No, not at all. That's almost triple what I pay in rent.
Now you have to look at where you can cut. If you buy a $13 bag of coffee and make it at home, you'll save $41 this month. If you bring your lunch to work 4 out of 5 days, you'll save another $180 this month. If you only go out to dinner once a week, you'll save $220 this month. Go out as the designated driver, you'll save another $60 this month. Already, that cuts out over $500 from your food budget per month, making it $700 a month to both eat good food at home and out.
And those changes aren't very difficult. I would have never known about them, though, had I not tracked my expenses.
And scene. So take the time to spend a week tracking expenses. Better yet, do it for two. The more data you collect, the better your budget.
See money.mcpl.info for links that will help you start your saving today. I'm Ashley Hall.
And I'm Jason Evans Grove.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Financial Stability Alliance for South Central Indiana, United Way of Monroe County, and the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project, and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh.